Now, this Sunday, February the 23rd, the annual Gradham Keol T.G. Cahir Awards ceremony will take place at the Waterfront Hall in Belfast, in fact. And this is the 23rd year of the Gradham Keol T.G. Cahir Awards, which recognise the best of traditional Irish music in performance, composition and significant career achievement. Harper, Leisha Kelly will pick up the Musician of the Year title at Sunday's ceremony. She's with me in Studio 7 this evening with her harp. And let's hear what made her Ceolthóir na Bliana, the Musician of the Year. We're going to start with three jigs, Leisha. Three jigs played first there on harp by Leisha Kelly. And as I said, Leisha Kelly about to be named the Gradham Keol T.G. Cahir at the T.G. Cahir Awards this coming Sunday as Ceolthóir na Bliana, our Musician of the Year. Important to say, Leisha, that this isn't about you and four other harpers sitting down together and seeing who's the best now. Who can play the best?
No, it's not a competition.
Although you've done all of that before in All-Ireland competitions, yeah. But, and won several of them. This is about recognition. It's about career achievement. It's about composition and it's about performance. So
it's absolutely amazing.
A pretty good feeling to be named by your peers, because that's what it is, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely huge honour, you know, especially when you look at the past recipients, you know, heroes of mine like Matt Malloy, Liam O'Flynn, Martin Hayes, Martin O'Connor, Mary Bergen, just so many.
Good company.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely a huge honour for me. Thrilled.
Now, I can't have... No, actually, I'm going to ask you about the instrument first of all. Because you were talking about career achievement. I think it was back in 1999 was possibly the first album. Was that when did you start
the
whole Fiddle Tree? Was Fiddle Tree was a little bit after that then?
Oh, Fiddle Tree is only in the last 10 years, really.
Yeah.
That's the group we have with based out of Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia in Canada.
Yeah.
The fiddle maker there had a big, huge maple tree and he fashioned several different instruments out of the tree, and he still has wood, so there's still a lot of instruments coming from
that same tree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had to be an orchestra out of it before long.
Absolutely. Fiddles, viola, cello, mandolin, guitar, and he had a couple of harps. And the harp was pretty awesome because I only ever play my own harp. And
it's what I was going to ask you. That's not the harp that you play then.
No, because it's the one from the tree.
Right,
the tree, yeah.
And what makes it so awesome? I know
you
must love your
tall,
own.
Well, it's quite tall, so the bass strings are quite... became like the double bass player in the band because it was really as important as plucking the note when you damped it. So it was quite... plus we're playing Otis Thomas, by the way, is the man who made all these...
owns the tree or
and
did
he composed
the tree.
All the music. And then... but he'd also... Normally when you compose music in our world, it's melodies and you wouldn't have someone who would tell you what chords to play. So he would have everything mapped out. So it's just a matter of getting used to the harp and...
And interesting that you mentioned the bass notes there because that was the second.
Oh yeah, that's
the
other my question. World. I love it. Yeah,
I wanted to ask you about that. We know when you often see in guitarists' hands the fingers that pluck the strings have long nails on them, and the fingers that touch the strings on the fret have no nails at all.
Yeah.
Now I would have thought, the harper would be like the plucking of the strings, but on your hand that plucks the high notes, the melody notes, you're using your nails. They're quite long.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, which is at the bass, you're using the pads of your
fingers.
Yeah,
which is
much
the normal.
Softer, so
yeah, that's what the most harpers play.
For both hands, with both hands.
They would just use your finger pads, and that would be the same for the classical players and the technique you'd learn from that, you know.
Why did you choose, because there's a really ringing sound, and I wondered had this got to do with the fact maybe metal strings would give you that ringing sound. Do the nails help that, or why
did
you choose?
I just like a little extra zing off it, There's a little bit of clarity, a little bit more clarity, and... bite through when I play with other instruments too. It gives you a little bit.
Oh, right. Yeah. So it's about making, because the harp would...
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, because the harp would be a bit like the guitar. Often one of the issues with it in bigger ensembles would be projecting out over the...
Yeah.
I shouldn't say the noise of the other instruments, over the sound of the other instruments behind you.
Yeah. But I enjoy that. I try, you know, to just push on and see... What's available to me, and I did give the wire harp a go, but I found the tuning, you have to let go of the tuning, because if you have it's like the wire harp's like an electric guitar. If you pluck that string, it'll keep going forever till you stop it.
Right.
So you have to learn how to stop everything. Now I do get involved with a lot of damping with my kind of style, but with the wire harp, I found it very hard to let go of the tuning because the F below would be resonating at a different thing to the F above,
so it'll be slightly out of tune to your ear.
You have to learn how to let go of tuning a bit more. So.
Put up with being slightly out of tune at the odd time. But the broken nail issue, is that a nightmare then if it happens close to performance or something like that?
It is a bit, I suppose,
Is there a lot of maintenance in them?
No, there isn't really. You just get used to minding them a bit.
I suppose guitar players have exactly the same issue. They can't.
Yeah, I have long conversations with the great Micheál O'Donnell and about the ping pong ball that you glue on and fashion into a nail. Because the nails that you get, the fashion stuff, they don't work.
They're no
too
use.
Thick. Yeah.
Yeah. So a ping pong ball is the right consistency.
That's the story,
And you just shape it. And what do you stick it on with? Not super glue.
Oh, super glue. And I've been there, done that. Held it on and then go to take my thumb off and then realise my hands are glued together.
So a spare ping pong ball in every harp case. Or several, perhaps.
It doesn't happen too often, to be honest. Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, this whole idea of, you said you always play your own harp. Tell me about it. Where did it come from? Who made it for
this
you?
Is made by the great Paddy Cafferkey from Erle, or outside Kilmovie there in East Mayo. And to me, he's the best harp maker in the country. And there are many many of them coming up now. We're delighted with. It's just very special to me. It's the one it's the only harp I've ever had, so I've played it the whole time. Yeah.
Briefly tell me, will you, about your Galway Hooker project? A bundle of you on a boat playing music up along the coast.
I know. Yeah. Could you have more crack? It's a Castle Natija, which is turning the tide. And where we live now in Dwat in Achill, we look south, right, due south on Clare Island, and then depending on the weather, you'll see sticking out then Inishturk and then Inishbofin, and even on a good day you'd see a little bit of shark just further past. They just lie in a row, and we don't go out to the other islands enough, whereas in the olden days they would have been in the one community going over back in Curraghs or boats fishing or whatever and intermarrying and all that kind of thing. And it's been a pipe dream for us for a long time that we would get a boat. So we're taking the Machduach, belonging to Mick Brogan, and sailing for up the...
I'm presuming there's a Clare Telefisha at the end of all of that.
And we're going up to Donegal as well. We're going to Aranmore because there's a great connection between, because Achill is kind of the centre there of those that you'd... the great connection historically with Aranmore and the piping and the Tottie Hogan and that. So.
All right, you've got to finish up with another piece. This might have been suitable for last Friday, would it? Is Galar Clacha a Raw? It's a torment.
Yeah, lovely light number.
The pain of love, isn't it?
This is pretty old. This is an old tune. This is from the 1600s from William Kinnellan.
So even then it was a disease.
The poor lad, yeah.
Right, okay. It's Galar Clacha a Raw, played for Snabel Ishi Kelly.
Come on, good. Thank you.
Gahalinger Ford, absolutely beautiful. It's Gala Crotcha Grob. It's a disease, the pain of love or the torment of love. Played for us there by Leisha Kelly, who will be named Kjoltar na Bliana, Musician of the Year at the TG Cahar Gratham Kjol Awards in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast this Sunday, February the 23rd. And you can see the awards ceremony broadcast live on TG Cahar, Láithreoir Tuairiscínaí, 9:30 this coming Sunday.